don't think we're in Kandahar anymore. I firmly believe that if our brothers and sisters in another part of the world are suffering a terrible disaster, we should help them, not make things worse. So how shocked I was to read that what with all the wildfires in Russia, heavy rain causing landslides in China, and flooding in Pakistan, which are all linked by the way, we're going to send tornadoes to Afghanistan. That's the last thing they need. What are we thinking of? What's the idea behind that? Are the Afghans supposed to get swept up by the tornadoes and find themselves deposited in the land of Oz? Because that wouldn't really happen. What idiot thought that up? The Wizard of Oz is a made-up story. And I don't mean like Saddam and the WMDs. I mean a children's storybook. It was written by a vampire called Baron von Frankenbaum. Not a real vampire, of course. A made-up one like Dracula, so it's doubly made-up. What else are they messing around with to think that The Wizard of Oz is a true story? Spending our tax on weapons to combat the Taliban's flying monkeys? Have they got some poor sod locked up on Guantanamo Bay, trying to make him confess to being the cook and driver for the Wicked Witch of the West? Colombia seems to be a pretty rough place. Apparently, the authorities are offering a car bomb reward for something or other. Now, in a lot of places, I don't think that would appeal to people. I did a quick survey of the staff here at Isbritis Towers, and generally when I asked them if they wanted a car bomb, they looked a bit uncomfortable, like they were nervous and scared. I wonder what the reward is for. Maybe it's a trick, so they can make a list of people interested in having a car bomb and keep an eye on them. That's certainly an unanticipated benefit I got from my survey. Yes, Bob in marketing, I've got my eye on you. That sounds like I've only got one eye, but I've got two. It's just a phrase. Smoke and mirrors. Anyway, Bob, I've got my eye on you. I can't think of any good reason why any of my staff would want a car bomb, but a neighbour whom you think should trim his hedge. You may be getting sent for reprogramming, training, Bob. I hate to think what marketing you've been doing. I'm going to check. I better not have been paying for banner ads on scary survivalist websites. Here's an outtake from 2 days ago. It wasn't left out on purpose. I just kept forgetting after I'd done it in my head, which is annoying, as I generally have to write this from scratch, not having anything already in my head. It's the boiler. It's way up off the ground, at a civilised height for operating it stood up. The old one that I had to get right down on the floor to light the pilot light, which was by pressing a clicky thing, like an old gas cooker. But not as old as the one where you use matches or a separate clicky thing that you bought. This one anyway, you just press a reset button. And it's good that it's off the ground, because getting down on the floor wasn't good on my knees, and I'm not getting any younger. Many was the time I'd go out and all the children in the neighbourhood would shout, "Mr. Elvis, do your fantastic dance for us. Much better than Prince Buster's bogus dance that Mr. Suggs warned us about." Deep time callback. And I'd say, "Sorry kids, my knees are buggered, not today," and I'd be surrounded by disappointed children, and no one wants that. No one nice anyway, and I am nice, whatever Bob in marketing says. Over and out.